Good morning, everyone. Today is Monday, which could only mean one thing. It's time for Get to Know Night, that weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, we have so many questions, so I'm going to just jump right into it. The first question is from Annalise. Hey Kay, happy Monday. My friends and I do a movie bingo every quarter. The fall one starts soon, so I was wondering if you had any suggestions for the following prompts. Crime, sports, pumpkin, adventure, forest. Thanks. Okay. For crime, I will give you Ocean's 11 or Ocean's 8. Both would be okay. I'll give you both for crime. Or maybe The Italian Job, but one of those three. For sport, Remember the Titans comes to mind. Remember the Titans is what I'm gonna pick. Pumpkin, probably the Great Pumpkin. Charlie Brown, the Great Pumpkin. Adventure. Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark is like the quintessential adventure movie for me. Temple of Doom is also very good. I don't know. Any Indiana Jones would work for adventure for me. And Forrest. What came to mind immediately was Blair Witch Project for Forrest. I don't know if you're going to do a horror movie, but I think it's a pretty good horror movie to watch for Halloween. It's not too scary. So Blair Witch would be my Forrest movie. Is there anything else that's like Forrest related? Yeah, I'd say Blair Witch. I hope that helps. Thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, I've noticed you release a not safe work. You often release a safe work, even if it's not scheduled. Is there a reason for this? It kind of feels like extra aftercare, but I really appreciate the balance. I think it's more coincidental than anything. I try to have, usually when I upload, I try to do at least 2 uploads when I do an upload day. So if it's not safe work, I try to get safe work too. But yeah, I guess there's kind of like a balance in that sense. Maybe I will try to get safe works and not safe works to go together. But it wasn't intentional. Thank you for the question. All right, let's see. Oh, Anonymous asks, French toast or waffles or pancakes? I'd say French toast between the three. Yeah, I'd say French toast. Usually that'd be a harder question for me, but I'm in such a French toast mood recently. So, French toast. Thank you for the question. Let's see. Anonymous asks, hey Kay, do you dance? If no, have you ever tried to dance? I love to dance, but it seems like a lot of guys I know are too ashamed to even try. Yeah, I guess there's definitely a sense of embarrassing, like, when it comes to dancing. Like, I don't know. It feels very vulnerable to dance. But yeah, I've been able to do, like, salsa and merengue and stuff like that. Not well, mind you, but was able to do it one time. Yeah, I can dance. I might be in the same boat with a lot of those other guys who are a little hesitant at first. But yeah, I'm able to. I guess if I did more dancing, I guess I'd be more confident in it. Which I think is the truth for a lot of guys. If they danced more, they'd feel more confident in it. But I think that's the truth for anything, really. If you do it more often, you feel more confident in doing it. But yeah. I can dance, but I think I'm in the same boat with a lot of the other guys who are a little shy about it. But yeah, thank you for the question. Let's see. Anonymous asks, hey Kay, do you ever think about going to med school? I ask because you sound like you'd be a really caring doctor. Yeah, I guess I did. Not because I really wanted to, mostly because it was kind of expected that I would become a doctor at some point. Like, it was just kind of like, that's what you're gonna be. So yeah, I was pretty close to becoming a doctor. I did not do it because it just wasn't for me, really. Like, I really like, that's the part about being a doctor that I liked caring for patients. I liked helping people. Like, that stuff really spoke to me. If I was gonna do any kind of medical field, it'd probably be psychiatry would be kind of where I would go. Nothing makes the most sense for me. But yeah, it just wasn't for me. I wasn't cut out to I don't like needles. I hate injecting people. I'm squeamish with blood. So yeah, I'm not a great, I wouldn't have been a great doctor. But I think the bedside manner part would have been the part that I would like the best, and taking care of patients and being there to help people. All that really spoke to me, but yeah, everything else I really couldn't do. So yeah, it wasn't in the cards, much to my parents' disappointment, but yeah, I think I've been an okay doctor, but it would have been hard with the needles. The needles would have been probably where I began and ended, was with needles. I'm just not, I don't deal well with needles. Giving them to people, receiving them, yeah, they're just not for me. Thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Oh, anonymous asks, in your profile picture, it looks like you have some gray hairs. Are you going gray in real life? No, I mean, I don't think so. I don't know, maybe with all the stress. No, I don't think I am yet. Thankfully, no, I don't think I'm going gray yet. Yeah, I don't know. Give me 10 more years and it'll start. But yeah, I don't know. Ain't growing gray yet. That's fine. Yeah, I don't know. I don't even think am I going gray in my profile picture? That's so funny if I am. Yeah, no, I'm not. Thank you for the question. I'm not too worried about going gray, honestly. Like, it's the same with the idea of, like, going bald. Like, I don't know if I'm too worried about those kind of things. I think I'm going to be kind of stoked when I go gray. Yeah, I'm going to be, like, the salt and pepper, I'm going to be really here for. I'm excited for that, actually. It'll be, like, kind of distinguished. I'm here for it. So, yeah, when I start going gray, I'm going to be stoked. Not when I'm, like, completely gray. That's where I draw the line. But, like, a little bit of gray, I'll be excited for that. But, yeah, anyway, I think I'm a ways away from that, though. I still got plenty of time before I start graying. So, anyway, thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Oh, Kayla asks, hey, Kay. There are a few cities in my state that are hard for people to pronounce. I want to see if you can do it. Oh, no. God, all right. Okay, I immediately know the state based on the names. Fuck. This is like my least... I'm so bad at pronouncing shit. So the first one is... Tuele, and this is what Dutch. Oh man, I can tell you the first three I'm gonna butcher already. There's like no hope for me to get any of the first three. The fourth one is Hurricane. It's not pronounced Hurricane. I know it's Hurricane. I know that. I've been to Hurricane, actually. And then that's Escalante. And then I think it's Paraguan. Oh man, yeah, there's so many. Your state has so many weird state names or city names, like there's like a Monticello, or yeah, I think it's Monticello, or is maybe pronounced Monticello there. No, it's not. It's Monticello there. Yeah, all the names are just not the way you expect them to be pronounced. I've dealt with that many times. Yeah. It's a I feel like people are gonna just write in all their weird state city names now. My state has a bunch of weird names too. There's a lot of weird names in this state. I think most states have a bunch of weird names, but yeah, pronouncing stuff is never my forte. I appreciate the question though. I'm glad I got at least two right. I think I know I got Hurricane right, and I know I got Escalante. The other three, there was just no hope, and those are complete shots in the dark. Oh my god, those are so bad. Thank you for the question. Let's see. Takara asks, hey, what made you start recording audios? Also, how long have you been doing it? I've been listening for over a year now, and I've just been curious. Sorry if you answered this already. Oh, no, it's totally fine. I might have answered this already, but it doesn't matter. Let me start with the how long I've been doing it for. Fuck, is it more than 10 years now? Probably. It's like 2012 I started. I don't know, maybe. It was like 2012-ish. Must have been 2012-ish. Yeah, I think it's like since 2012. So since 2012 to now, so like 10 plus years. It's been a while. It's been a hot minute. What made you start? I mean, a lot of different things made me start. I think initially it was I was using a lot of sleep aids to fall asleep. I was using a lot of ASMR to fall asleep. But it just, I don't know. I just felt like I needed to give back. Because I was listening on YouTube for a while, and then I jumped over to Reddit, and I just found the stuff on Reddit was just so much more like directive and personalized, and it was just more what I was looking for. So I was just listening there for a while, and then I kind of felt like, I don't know, I just felt accessible. I felt like I could contribute, and I can make stuff too. Let me try. So I remember I just like, I don't even know what phone I had. It was just some shitty phone, and I recorded the audio, no microphone or anything, just straight off the phone. And I think it was, I don't even know, I think it was in like voice memos or something. Yeah, I just recorded something and I put it out there and it did okay, and I just did made another one, and it just kind of kept going from there. Yeah, I mean, I think at the beginning I was really just doing safe works on like, what was it? Pill Talk Audio, I think it was. Yeah, I just was doing safe works for a while, and then I did occasionally do some not safe works. I don't know if, I remember back then Pill Talk had different rules, like you could post not safe works as long as it wasn't past a certain point or a certain type of audio, you could do not safe works. I did like a mix on Pill Talk for a while. That's where I was really happy posting for a long time, was posting on Pill Talk. And then, yeah, at some point I just made the jump to YouTube. And then I stepped away for a while. There was a long break between posting, and then I'd sporadically come back here and there. And yeah, now I'm back for good for a little while. So thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Sadie asks, hey Kay, in your friend Silver Audio, you were playing GTA. Do you think GTA 6 will eventually come? Or did you give up the possibility of it happening? And what features would you want in the game? I'm praying it comes out sometime soon, but I doubt it. It's been 84 years. Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while. I mean, I don't know. The last 10 years have been really... I think the online service has really given the game a new life. It's allowed it to kind of extend its life beyond what it would typically have probably endured as a single-player game. Which is good, which is kind of, I'm glad, because the online actually does, it holds up. I started playing it recently, and it's really good. I think for features for 6, I would love if a lot of those online features get integrated into single player. Like the car management stuff would be nice, where you can have like a series of cars, you can call them, that would be wonderful. The business management stuff is really interesting. I wish that was a little bit deeper and more fleshed out. I kind of would love the game to be a little bit more open, funnily enough, narratively speaking. And they did do a little bit of that in 5 with spoilers for anyone who hasn't beaten the game. I mean, it's a 10-year-old game at this point. But at the end, where you can kind of choose who you save, or you can try to save everyone, but you can kind of choose who lives and dies at the end of the game. I really like that. I wish there was more meaningful choice throughout the game. And I know that's complicated. It's a really big open world game, so you start adding a branching storyline within it. That's a lot of dev work, but I think that would be interesting. People talk about how they would love if all the locations of previous GTA games were available, and you could like fly there via the airport, and I think that's pretty neat. That'd be pretty cool to go back to like Vice City and Liberty City, and you know, you have Los Santos and you have all these places that you've kind of come to know, and you could just travel between them, would be really nice. I mean, there's a lot of interesting things they could do for 6. I mean, obviously the graphics are going to be probably beautiful. They're going to be just gorgeous. And I think the quality of detail in the world is going to be a lot more minute. I mean, with GTA 5, the quality of world detail is just insane. So I can imagine they're going to up that quite a bit. I don't know. It's going to be, whatever they do, it's going to be probably very good. I have a lot of faith in Rockstar. Rockstar is probably one of the few game development companies nowadays that I actually trust. So yeah, if Rockstar says they're doing something, I trust Rockstar. Take all the time you need. If it takes you 10 more years to make this game, take 10 years. Like, I'd rather them take their time and do a good job than rush and give me a product that's like half finished. Because Red Dead Redemption 2 was a masterpiece. That game was amazing. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's like, oh, so good. And it was huge, and it was just dense, and it was just, ugh. And that game took forever to make. So if they've been working on GTA 6 this whole time, I am stoked. And I feel like they have. I think there's been a, I think behind the scenes stuff has been going on GTA 6. I think they've been doing, there's probably some playable alpha that exists right now in the offices, for sure. Without a doubt, I think there's an alpha there somewhere. If anyone is a Patreon and works for Rockstar and is willing to break their NDA, let me know. I won't tell anyone. All right. Thank you for the question, Sadie. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, or Anonymous 123 asks, have you ever been in a toxic relationship? Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, I mean, I was, yeah. Yeah, of course I have. I think most people have been in relationships that have been not the healthiest for them, at least once in their lives. And I think it's important. I mean, ideally it would be great if we didn't have to go through toxic relationships. I think it would be awesome if we never had to see that. But I think it's also important that, you know, when we do, we notice what those signs are. We like, it's about lesson learning, you know. At least that's how I perceive my experience with it, is that it taught me lessons that I carry now forward with me throughout my life. And I mean, it doesn't shade or color the way I perceive future partners, but it does make me wary of like certain things and like, you know, so yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people have. I think it's like a, I don't know. It's part of the risks of dating, is that you might end up in relationships that aren't the healthiest for you. And it's hard to see that from within them, because, you know, you're too close to the elephant. But when you get out of it, you can see the signs and the patterns and what you were doing when you were in them, and you can be like, oh, okay, those things were unhealthy, and let me know what that feels like and know what those things look like, so that when I'm in another relationship and if those patterns reemerge, then I could know that I'm in a place where I shouldn't be. So, yeah. Yeah, yes is the short answer. Thank you for the question, Anonymous 123. I really appreciate it. And with that, that brings us to the end of Get to Know Night. If you have a question and you'd like an answer, please feel free to leave it down. There should be a link in the doobly-doo where you can ask me whatever you like. And if you have a request, I highly suggest looking over at the idea submission line. That's where all the requests go, and that's where I fill. Well, I try to fill at least once a week. So if you get your request over there, there's a high chance I might get it done. Anyway, I've been Knight. I hope you have a great, great, great rest of your day. And I'll talk to you later. Bye now.